eyes down, keep reading. Take a sip, careful not to get the froth on your lip. Glance up and check out how old he is. Make a tick list. Grey hair, tick. Balding, tick. Nice eyes. Difficult to tell when he's engrossed in the foreign news pages. Foreign news, put a tick by intelligent. Eyes down, keep reading your book. Maybe by Martin Amis or Julian Barnes. Try to think of opening lines. Nothing to do with star signs, weather or trains. Discard them. Jump slightly when he says, "The coffee's good in here, isn't it?" And bite down on an impulse to confess that you prefer Starbucks. Starbucks indeed. You have politics. Southeast London leftover politics. So you nod politely, lost for words. He goes back to reading about the Greek economy, and you pinch yourself under the table. The 20-year-old you would not have let such an opportunity go by, and you try to summon her up like a cappuccino genie. You can almost see her, hair darker than dye and full of faith in herself. In a fit of uncharacteristic whimsy, and still keeping your eyes on Mr. Barnes's sense of an ending, you try to commune with young you, ask her what to do. She looks thoughtful in her wispy way. She hovers over the table, and you're surprised for a moment that grey, bald, intelligent man doesn't seem to notice her rising from a puddle of spilt coffee. "Talk to him, you daft old woman," she says, and you smile. He looks up, catches the smile, and returns one of his in exchange. Young you wisps off into the cafe ceiling.